ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In a moment on RN Breakfast, we'll be looking at the Super Netball season ahead in Australia. Last season was dogged by concerns over administration for the game, a turmoil particularly at the Collingwood Club for netball. Now the season is hoping to get underway this weekend. It will launch this weekend. We'll take a look at what's been happening behind the scenes and the kind of impact that it's been happening for players and administrators at this high level of the game. Netball, a huge sport in Australia. For participation. So we'll have a look at that competition. So if I asked you which Australian team was the most successful when it comes to women's sport, what would you say? Maybe the Matildas or maybe the Australian women's cricket team? Well, last year, the Australian Diamonds, the netball team, swept all before them, bringing home a trophy from every single international netball competition they competed in. And while players were locked in a pay dispute, the sports hierarchy was in turmoil and the nation's top domestic competition saw one team hand in its licence. It shapes the new Super Netball season, which begins this weekend. And it's one of the most critical for the sport in recent memory. Bianca Chatfield won the sport's highest honours on court with the Australian Diamonds, and she now commentates for Fox Netball and joins me now. Bianca, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Before we look at some of the issues that have been happening publicly and behind the scenes, let's start with the positive. What are you looking forward to as the season gets underway this weekend?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to all the headlines being about what's happening on the court and not necessarily all the off-court stuff. But I think, definitely this is going to be one of the closest, I think, Suncorp Super Netball seasons that we're going to see. Lots and lots of changes in the off-season, which one makes it exciting for the fans and everyone's a bit nervous as to how different players are going to fit into different sides, but also it's exciting, you know, to commentate on a whole different group of or whole different playing groups. You don't know what's going to happen. There is some lineups that have certainly been kept together, and I think that's going to be a huge advantage having that experience coming into those pressure moments at the end of a game.
So, Bianca, we need to go there. Let's put the car in reverse. What happened last year? Why was it such a difficult season? And why did one team, Collingwood, hand in its licence?
Oh, I think that's a tough question to try and answer in such a short time. But, I mean, look, there was a lot. I think both parties, Netball Australia, you know, the Players Association will all admit that, you know, if they could have their time again, things would probably be handled differently. But I think it just became lots of issues all came to their head at once. And as you would have seen publicly, it all played out. One, it was the pay dispute. That was probably the most recent one, and the players fighting for their rights and, you know, Netball Australia trying to make sure the sport had enough money to survive. You know, thankful that a lot of that has been all sorted out, and now there's been a lot of healing of relationships behind the scenes, and everybody is ready to go for a new season. And also, everyone is very aware how important the rebuild is to make sure that grassroots netball is just as healthy as what the elite game is, and all the fans and everyone around it feels the love for the sport.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because how much do you think that can filter down if the top of the game looked like it was in a bit of a mess last year, particularly girls? Boys are playing netball, of course, as well. But when kids have got so many choices of other sports, how important is it for the sport to get it right so it looks like a choice that kids and parents want to make at that early stage?
Oh, I think hugely it's important. But I also think that, you know, sometimes there has to be some agitation and there has to be a bit of a rocky road. And I think everyone in netball knew that we would get through this and get through what happened last year, but it needed to have many confronting and conflicting conversations at the top. And I don't think that affected grassroots as such. But I really want to make sure that, you know, from now on, that it's definitely a sport that we don't have to go through that agitation, and that we can make sure that, you know, the grassroots and anyone playing netball, whether it's socially, whether it's at that young level, that everybody realises that the elite game is amazing, whether you want to play in it or whether you want to come and watch it. you know, that there's that flow through and follow on. That's what I think is hugely important for our sport, that we keep doing that and keep embracing everybody. And I think our sport's always done that pretty well. And, you know, I think the competition of other female sports is actually really exciting. I don't think we always have to see it as a big competition between all the women's sports out there that are starting to dominate. I actually think it's really good because it's pushing the bar further for everyone to kind of make sure that everything around the athletes is improving. So I just can't see any disadvantage in having a choice for girls out there and what sport they get to play.
In some ways, is there almost an unofficial competition, Bianca, too, between the administrations of these games? If other sports are doing it well and one is struggling, that also reflects on the sport itself if all the backroom stuff is not being taken care of well.
Yeah, definitely there would be part of that. But I have no doubts that I don't think netball are going to struggle in that area going forward.
Given what was unfolding on the domestic scene, how much more remarkable does that make the achievements of the Australian Diamonds, which just swept everything before them in the past year?
Well, I think that just really goes to show just the incredible athletes that we have playing the game. They're incredible in what they do and their skills on the court, but they're also just brilliant people. I thought they handled themselves so well. They got on with the job of playing for the Diamonds in amongst a whole lot of noise that would have been really hard work for them to be able to shoulder all of that expectation and pressure on their shoulders. And they got on with it. And, you know, that to me is just showcases how incredible our athletes are in netball. And Diamonds have been number one for a long time. However, New Zealand, Jamaica, England, you know, always come knocking right at the, you know, major tournaments. And we have let it slip before. And I think this has probably been the hardest World Cup and Comm games for the Diamonds to win. And they managed to win both. And I think that's just been such an excellent achievement.
And we see more broadly in the competition as well, Bianca, some of the African nations, they are as hungry as ever for victory. Nations like Zimbabwe, they want to run us around the court.
Yeah, Uganda got to play against the Diamonds, New Zealand and England in the pre-season, over in January in England. And it was incredible to see what they bring. They are such athletic players. They bring a different flair to the game. And it's really quite, it takes you a bit of time to get used to playing against some of the African countries because they're happy to pass it around 30 times before they put it in. We're exhausted by then. So it's great to see what they bring. And I hope more and more players come out in Suncorp Super Netball because I think that's what everyone loves about the competition. It's got such an international flair and we get to soak up all the Australian talent as well as the international talent.
And of course, you know, as noisy and as incredibly enthusiastic as the Australian fans are, when some of the African fans were coming on board at the international competition, the whole stadium was full of the sounds of singing as well. So very much a very strong game in many parts of the world, Bianca.
Yeah, and they bring such joy to the game. I think that's what I love the most. It's such a different way to cheer for your team and they're happy to embrace anyone, even the opposition, and I love it.
Bianca, thank you so much.
No worries at all. Thank you.
That's Bianca Chatfield there, a former Australian Diamond netball player, now a commentator with Fox Netball. And the season is about to get underway for the Super Netball competition here in Australia.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.